Today we have Nick and Lily on sailing catamaran location, chartering in the Bahamas. We discuss skinny dipping ladies at midnight, life on below deck, and sharks at Compass Key. This is Stephanie Lowry, and you're listening to the Songs in the Sails podcast. Hey guys, how are you doing?
Yeah, very good, thanks. How about you?
Good. Where are you guys based at?
So we are just off the northeast of Nassau. We're at Green Key beside Rose Island at the moment.
Yeah. Okay, which boat?
So we're on location.
Yeah.
You're all this time.
Yeah.
Are you guys having problems over in Nassau? Is it really super busy? I'm in a group that was talking about how people were being asked to leave over in the...
Yeah. So there's been some issues with some of the, or some cruisers and things being anchored off Montagu Bay. But I think recently they've had a lot of regattas and stuff like that happen over there. So I think that's where it's come from. We were asked to move along a few weeks ago, but it seems still quieting down a little bit now.
Yeah.
Yeah. People were all saying all kinds of things. It was like... left and right field. I'm like, whoa, like one extreme to the next.
Yeah. You know, those cruiser forums can get a little spiky.
Oh, yeah. It's an intense coconut telegraph, right?
That's
All right. So let's talk a little bit about you guys. How did you get started in the industry? Like, what did you do before?
For me, I left school, was in food and beverage hospitality. Did some training and then went on to sort of restaurant management and things. Spent lots of time behind the bar and quickly realized that, being on land probably isn't for me. I'd sailed as a child and done some yacht sailing and yacht racing. And I thought that's probably more my sort of thing. So I did my professional qualifications, my yacht master and cruising instructor, and then went on to run flotilla holidays in Greece for a company called Nielsen. So I was based out of around Corfu and the southern Ionian. Did that for a few years and then went to the UK to start doing some sail instruction. So did lots of sail training on the south coast of England and the Channel Islands. And then, every once in a while, I get the lure of warm weather and some slightly more relaxing sailing, where I can live my sort of hospitality love and my love of sailing together. And ended up on location.
So is that where you got you? Because you're a pretty good mixologist. You make some pretty fancy drinks. Is that where you learned how to do all that with food and beverage? Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. So I said I enjoy a tipple myself. So so making cocktails and understanding how cocktails come together and what components make a good cocktail, was really a focus of mine in hospitality.
I liked that one video where you had I think you had a blowtorch, or maybe it was just a lighter. I can't remember now.
Blowtorch with the sugar.
Yes. I can't wait to have one of those because one day we're going to meet in person and be like, hey, you remember that time you made that video? Yeah. I'm going to need that.
It's funny, now people will come to the boat and say, hey, we saw this cocktail. Can we have one?
I'm going to like that.
Because everybody's silent stalkers these days. Everybody knows your business and you're like, who are you? I'm sorry, what?
How do you know about that? We posted it online, of course.
Anyway, sorry, Lily, you go on. What about you?
So I completed my master's and my degree and I kind of specialized in food systems because I really actually wanted to just be like, my dream job as a kid would be to be a TV chef. And I have chefs on either side of my family. So then I got a job working for a company that was a kids cooking app. And then I finally was like, no, I want to be the one cooking in the videos. So I quit my job. And actually, why am I saying this? It doesn't really link to the next. Anyway.
I found
a job online. And I it was vlogging on Super Yachts. So I just wanted a change. So I quit my job. And then I went and I was vlogging on Super Yachts. And the people I was working for said, would you like to try a week as a hostess? And I was like, yeah, okay. So I did a week. It was like unpaid as well. But I ended up cooking every single meal.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, we didn't realize we had a chef on board. So I kind of just applied as a chef and then I
Yeah.
started working as a chef. And
That's
then I
cool.
went below deck and now I'm here. So,
That's really neat. I didn't realize that. I don't think we talked about that last time.
no. But yeah, so, and then I had my food account I made at university, which actually helped me get the job because I had all these pictures of like actual food.
Right.
So I wasn't like a fake.
Right. I'm
Yeah.
a fake.
Yeah.
I will come and cook for you, but I'm a fake. I just have whatever I've done in my kitchen.
For evidence.
Yeah. Okay, well, so what does the day for you look like? Whether maybe on charter, what do you do as a captain and then as a chef? Do you have a lot of food prep? Do you have to get the boat ready? Like, what do you got to do?
So, I mean, normally on a regular day of charter, weather being okay, we'll get up around 6:30. That's probably for both of us.
Yeah.
Around 7 o'clock, if we'll normally start moving the boat. So down in the Exumas, we want to do a couple of stops a day to really make the most of our time down there. So we'll move for an hour and a half in the morning, down to our next spot. So breakfast en route, we're at our new spot for an activity, whether that be snorkeling or something on shore. And then we tend to move then again around lunch. All things being, equal,
Lucky for you.
and the weather and the sea's flat and things like
Right,
that.
right.
So then we get to our next stop, which is normally where we'll stop for the evening. We'll take a snorkel or do some water sports off the back of the boat. And then, we sort of enjoy the rest of the day. Sunset
Yeah.
cocktails with some canapés. This time of year, it's been a little bit before sunset, or a little bit after sunset, given the time the sun sets. But
Now it's changed.
oh yeah, that's
Yeah.
true. And then dinner, and normally some games
Yeah.
until
I'm the game
until
master, so
yeah.
yeah, we've got some good
I'm just
games.
here for the ride when it comes to the games. I'm a
So
happy
you
participant.
have like onboard games that you play or water games?
We have
Both, I
some
guess.
yeah, both for
We
sure.
do like we get everyone playing this game called the name game, or like this kind of like charades game, which everyone seems to become obsessed with if you play with them early on in the week. Kind of gets people off their phones and stuff, which families really like.
For
We
sure, for
like to
sure.
make sure the evening doesn't end at dinner, that there's something
Yeah.
else
And
going on afterwards.
if you want to keep kids entertained so the adults can relax, we have this TV game where they have a quiz against themselves. And we normally sometimes do dinner upstairs for the adults and kids downstairs
Yeah.
if you
I
want
think
that.
we've done that app on the TV on Netflix. We dropped my son off and we lived too far to go home, so we started playing it. It's like some Netflix thing where it asks you questions, you have to pick it. Is that what it wasn't that Netflix? Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you seen
No,
that?
that one.
yeah,
We're
we use
talking
one
about
called
Jackbox.
Jackbox.
Oh, I have seen
Jack
the Netflix. We should
TV.
try the Netflix one.
Yeah, we should
Yeah.
give it a go.
Yeah, tonight.
It's fun. It has all kinds of topics, and we were like, I was surprised at what I knew. Sometimes my brain doesn't cooperate. But it's a lot of fun. So yeah, I could see the kids loving that because I'm a kid. But anyway.
It's fun for the whole thing.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have to do a lot of prep, Lily, for your charters?
Yeah, so I'm actually today, like this is what I've started doing. We've got the KitchenAid on board now, so I can do a lot more like make my own doughs and breads.
Yeah.
Today I'm actually going to prep, make some cinnamon buns, like the dough, pizza dough, burger buns, and then I normally like freeze that all and
Yeah.
I'm ready for the charter and cookie dough, whatever, like whatever I can do in
Right.
advance, I will try and
Right.
do. But on charter, I'd say I wake up and I will start my prep for that day on the day, just because if not, there's too much no space in the fridge for anything.
Right.
So I'll wake up and then I'll do breakfast, and then I normally always make my dessert after breakfast. If not, it'll just your day builds up and you're like, oh, I've still got dessert to do.
Right, right.
But yeah, I feel like I do a lot of, like, obviously depending on the preference sheet, there is a lot of meals that I've now got really quick at making and used to making. So my time it's taking me to do meals is definitely gone down as I've been on the boat longer, which is good.
Right. What's your favorite meal that she makes, Nick?
That's difficult. Probably the poke bowls.
See?
Yeah.
I do like poke bowls.
Or curry.
Oh
So,
yeah,
so good. Oh, or curry.
I do. Yeah, that's
I love both of
one
those.
horse we have on our own.
What kind of curry do you make?
I like chicken tikka masala the best.
Yeah.
In England, like, it's the number one popular meal, so we're
Really?
good at having it. Yeah, it
I
overtook
actually.
some chips. So,
Interesting. I didn't realize. Huh.
I don't, I haven't done that for guests in a while.
Yeah. So what's your favorite meal to make then? If that's his what he likes to eat, what do you love to make?
I think my favorite meal to make is, I think I like making, what one do I like making most? I probably would say, I'd say taco, no, pizza.
You're looking at me.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Enjoy making it.
You have been making a lot of pizza lately.
My actual favorite one to make is probably my beef ragu, because I have this massive beef like
Chuck.
ribeye kind of thing,
Yeah.
and I will slow cook it. So I kind of like get everything done and I put it in the oven, and then like 6 hours later or 3 hours later, it's done. So I don't have to like touch it, and it's tasty. But I like that
Right.
one because it's really one of my more relaxing dishes, because it's no stress at the end. So yeah.
Right. That sounds yummy though. Have you ever used, is it the sous vide?
Sous vide. We haven't got a sous vide like thing. We
No.
don't have like a
Yeah.
something to also constant. So, but
Yeah.
actually, I can tell you this now. I've booked to go to culinary school for 4 months.
Yeah. That's what you're
Six.
doing on your off season this
Yeah,
year?
doing 2 months this year, 2 months next year. So hopefully,
Wow.
I'll learn more.
That's dedication.
Yeah. So.
That's awesome. All right. So, what is your favorite chartering destination? I know you're in the Bahamas now, but it doesn't have to be the Bahamas. What is your favorite?
If I was going to charter a boat, honestly, it'd probably be back in the Northern Ionian, I
Yeah.
would say.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
Obviously,
in
in the
Greece,
Bahamas.
other than the
Oh,
Bahamas.
okay.
Even if, I think if I was going to go on holiday, just because
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of pulling up to little villages or little towns and sitting in a taverna for most of the evening,
Yeah.
drinking Greek wine and eating
Yeah.
olives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And their
It's like
feta, the Saganaki. It's like
that
I could
part
eat it every day.
yeah. And not to take anything away from the Bahamas, we love it here, but it's certainly it's quiet. If you're looking for places with no one else, empty
The Bahamas.
beaches, yeah,
Yeah.
then Bahamas
Right.
is the place to go. But
Right.
certainly, and there's a big element for me of nostalgia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. What about you, Lily?
So this is favorite destination other than the Bahamas.
Just favorite
Oh,
place to charter. Could be the
well,
Bahamas.
I do think the Bahamas is like a great place to charter. Just because you have so much like wildlife, and I've never really been anywhere more stunning. And especially when you're looking from the drone, you're like, "What the hell? I'm here."
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But I just love seeing people's reactions, like to, when you see show them the sharks, and they're so scared of them, and then you take them to Compass Key, and then they love them. But yeah, I also do like Ibiza. But like, yeah. Sorry, Nick just touched on
Very
that.
good. What is your favorite snorkel spot? Because you guys don't dive, correct? Or at least you don't have it on board.
We do rendezvous dive, but we don't dive. So I think the best snorkel spot is probably the Sea Aquarium in the London Sea Park. So it's a kidney bean shaped island, and in the crux of the kidney bean is there's coral from 6 meters up to half a meter. You normally see a turtle there. There's no sharks lingering around, stingrays. So you get a good amount of everything, as well as there
Yeah.
being loads of fish which will just swim around.
Yeah. And I
Wow.
think I like Thunderball Grottoes. It's inside the cave, which I think is really cool, because I'd never been in a place like that until
Yeah.
I'd. And there's so many fish. Probably see a stingray, sometimes a turtle. And yeah, you get to swim out, which is like a bit of a mermaid moment. So
Right.
yeah.
It's every girl's dream to be a mermaid at least
Yeah.
once. Very cool. I keep saying very cool, or there's another one I say that Levi's teasing me, and now I'm subconscious about it. He said he's going to make merch that says very cool, or
Oh yeah, that'd be
I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't mean to. It just comes out. So I need to find another phrase. So I'm sorry if I'm redundant on that. What is your favorite activity on charter?
Favorite activity is probably the sandbar at Hawksbill Key. It probably changed. My favorite activity changes quite a lot. So it's either the sandbar at Hawksbill or the mangroves sort of, I don't know what, river at,
In
or
Safari.
yeah, the stream at Shroud Key.
Yeah. What
I
about
see.
you?
I think my favorite is I like the going to the sharks at Compass Quay. I just
Yeah.
think there's a really cool vibe there. And the marina's really nice. And yeah, the sharks, they're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys take everyone there, you said, I think, so that they can kind of get adjusted.
Yeah. So yeah, when people go to the sharks, they normally are petrified of sharks, and then once they go there, then everyone's like obsessed with the sharks, and they want to swim with them, pet them. Like,
Yeah.
people change their opinion on sharks there, I think.
For sure.
That's
Yeah.
good. What is your favorite charter memory?
Oh, that's tricky. Maybe go
Remember what I
first.
said last time. My favorite charter memory. Probably the wedding on the boat. So we had two boats. There's like a tandem charter. And yeah, so we had 16 people on board. So I was cooking for all 16.
Oh,
Then
wow.
they literally got married on the bow, which was
Yeah.
so cool. And it was a surprise wedding, so no one even knew they were going to get married, which was really fun.
Yeah, that was
Yeah.
good.
It's a good thing she went through with it.
Yeah.
They were really certain on that one. All right, what about you, Nick?
Well, it's just too many to pick.
I know. We've had some really, really extreme ones and then some really chill ones, but
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, so we had a really great New Year's charter this year, and actually, so we'd lost our end or one of our engines on at the right at the beginning of the charter.
Ugh.
Yeah, ended up it didn't become a thing, thankfully, but we managed to get it resolved. But I think I'd stress out so much about these little issues happening,
Right.
and ultimately we had amazing guests on board
They've
that
been
just sort of
rebooked.
that
Yeah.
took it in
Oh,
stride
great.
and just put me at ease that they weren't going to let their or that we weren't going to let their charter get ruined by it, and it was
Right.
immaterial. And I think as a captain, you worry so much about these things happening
Yeah, for
and
sure.
not being able to get them sorted. But yeah, to you have to be on board and have something happen and everything go smoothly from that point on, and the
Right.
guests are very happy and super chilled out about what was going on was very good.
All right. What is you interesting or unique about you as a crew?
Shall I go first?
Yeah.
I guess something unique. I was on
Alliances.
below deck, which is kind of
Oh,
unique.
yes.
So yeah, that was fun. But
What
yeah.
season were you on?
Season 8, Mediterranean.
Very cool.
Yeah, I've changed a lot since then, but
Yeah.
I guess we have a lot of guests who come on board, and it's a fun fact for them. So
Right. They
yeah.
probably want to come on board just to meet you too. They're like, oh my gosh, I saw you when you were doing this.
Yeah, it was funny. The whole year I was working on the boat, but I hadn't aired. I was like, they're like, "Have you seen Below Deck?" And I'm like, "Yes, I've been in it." Is it real life? I'm like, "Why can you be first-hand evidence if you want?"
Yeah.
Yeah,
Is it as crazy as they make it out to be?
I think it's like they had very dramatic guests, so like. People aren't like that in real life, and then the crew are also very dramatic. So put the two together, it's going to be chaotic. And I
Yeah.
think so. Yeah, it is real, but like,
Right. So it's not super scripted because they have these other
guess
realities.
it's
Yeah.
not scripted, but I guess it's dramatized a bit when editing.
Right, for sure, for sure. That's what sells. Drama sells. All right, Nick, you have one?
I think or something which I think I bring to the table is my experience in hospitality and sort
Yeah.
of and service coming
Right.
for doing it for so long at relatively good levels to
Right.
then be able to bring that into to yachting and having Lily's experience. I think it's been very advantageous for us for sure.
Yeah. So you're able to take the preference sheet based off your history and, know what people kind of anticipate what they need and how to make the trip the best trip.
For sure, yeah. I think
Yeah.
it becomes relatively plain to see on these preference sheets,
Yeah.
what things they're looking for, the
Yeah.
ages of kids, and then to be able to adapt that itinerary around them and
Yeah.
and make things always slightly different.
Yeah.
Although we joke we never quite do the same route twice because there's
Right.
always different places to go, different spots to anchor,
Yeah. Yeah.
different orders. Do things in
Now,
certainly
so when someone gives you a preference sheet, do you like them? Like, I've had it a bunch of different ways. There's some that give you just like barely, like, I don't eat mayonnaise and I want coffee every day and I want a lounge and I want to see islands. And then I have those that send me, they print out my preference sheet and send me 8 pages of all the things,
Yeah.
Do you like, I mean, I feel like maybe in the middle is better, but do you ha like to have room to create the experience yourself for them, or do you like them to tell you more?
I personally like it when they just tell me allergies, major dislikes,
Right.
and like just anything they really, really want. I hate when
Right.
it's so detailed. That means you're so limited on what you could do, and you
Right.
kind of they would like it if they did try it.
Right, because they might actually like it. I have a rule in my house, I don't care how old you are, that even if you didn't like it last time, you have to have a bite this time. And it has worked because our kids love food. Like, they've really been adventurous.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
I think the less is better for sure.
Yeah.
Give us
Yeah.
some flexibility. We know,
I
I think
mean,
we can gauge what people want
yeah.
and
Yeah.
to a degree. If you specifically have a child that wants something very specific
For
through the
sure.
week,
Yeah.
let us know.
And then,
But
right, also, we've had sometimes where people say we don't want like rosé and stuff, and we don't have any, and they're like drinking like 8 bottles of rosé a day. I'm like, what are you
It's because they didn't
about?
know they liked it. I always try to give my absolute must-haves and the absolute things I can't have. And then after that, like, give me whatever. Because I'm on vacation. I don't want to dictate what I am or am not doing.
Exactly. And you also, I guess, don't. Well, I know for me, I don't want hundreds of questions throughout the day of this, that, and the other. Hey, breakfast, lunch, give me a snack and some dinner, and I'm good.
Well,
Tell me a time, and I'll be there.
we've even had some guests who had they sent a preference sheet and they sent loads of preferences, like over preferences. And then we did our Zoom call with them and I told them my food account. And then they text me straight away, like, scrap all our preferences. Let's I want to
Love it when they
oh,
do
thank
that,
you. I'm like,
though. Only if you hadn't provisioned yet. Otherwise, that would have
yeah,
sucked.
no, it was way before. So I was happy I sent. So now I'm like sending all the guests my feed accounts. I'm like, don't message
Yeah, for
me.
sure. I have a friend of mine who's a chef, and she's done a lot of freelancing for movie stars and musicians, and she's also on yachts. And she always asks, like, a couple of key things, because people are like, I don't like this or I don't like that, but do you like capers? Do you like olives? Do you like there are like 7 things that she asks, and based off of those 7 things, she knows whether or not you'll eat. Even if you said you didn't like something else, you would eat something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's
I thought it was
brilliant.
a brilliant idea.
Yeah, that's a good,
I like
that's,
that a lot.
yeah, we should do that. I feel
I
like
will
we'd have.
confirm with her what they were and I'll tell you, but yeah, I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah, that's actually cool. I would like to know that.
Well, and it helped me here because at least the capers and the olives and things, because I will cook. Levi has a studio, and so musicians will come and stay, and I do the cooking. And so it's just helpful to know, like, your non-negotiables,
That's cool. I'm
That's
gonna.
really
I
good.
need those 7 things. Yeah.
Okay, so you've had a little time. What's your craziest guest story? Or broker story, or both.
Best story.
I think it would be my group of skinny dipping ladies at midnight
Yeah,
in the Bahamas.
that's funny. Yeah.
This is the season before Lily joined the boat, and we had a group of ladies on board and a local chef as well, and everyone was having a great time, had lovely dinner, and everyone was enjoying drinks in the evening and just tidying up. It was around midnight. I hear a splash, and I think someone's knocked the ladder down, so I go to check, and
Yeah.
half of the group were now in the water, doing a little night swim, which
Yeah.
was fine. They were all good, competent swimmers. There was a float out and things,
He just caught you a little off guard.
just caught me a little off guard. Yeah, I would have liked to know.
Yeah.
It was all fine
Would you
until
though? Because they're gonna be like, "Hey, just so you know, I'm gonna get naked, all of us, and we're gonna get in." Like,
yeah. So probably I wouldn't have liked to know. It was half an hour later when I had another splash, and I thought, oh, that's odd. Everyone's already off the boat. And to find the chef now in the water, fully clothed, holding on to the tender line because she didn't know how to swim. So
Oh my
it
gosh. She was
turns
just trying to give them the real local experience.
out. That's right. Yeah. So, but it was fine. She floated, so she enjoyed it. But
Very
yeah, that's.
good. Very good. That's a good one.
What's my it's his craziest dress experience.
Crazy, yeah.
It probably have to be on Below Deck when I was on there. We
Yeah.
had like a big gay breakfast. So
Yeah.
Everything shaped and weird things going out for breakfast.
Yeah.
And then one of the guys was so drunk he came into our room. So that was weird. But
I
yeah.
actually may remember of that. Does that happen a lot, or is that just one episode? Because I feel like I haven't watched a whole lot of Below Deck,
Happened a
but I
little
do
bit.
feel. Say that again.
Happened on like it was they did it on the season that I was on, and you can see it happening. So
Yeah, I think I might have actually watched that then. I couldn't
yeah.
remember what seasons I've watched. It's a
Okay.
fine show. I just don't actually get into shows like that usually.
Yeah, nor do I, and I'm now I can't watch it without getting like flashbacks.
I think it'd be Blueberry Muffins.
Oh, actually, yeah, actually, I can say that. Scrap the other one. We just had a charter where I can I say this?
Yeah, why not? You
Well,
don't just
one of
say
the
the
name or say as much as little as you want.
One of the kids only ate blueberry muffins, so I was making like by the end of the week I made 30 batches of blueberry muffins.
Wow.
They had to be fresh. They couldn't like be all the ones that were cut went cold went in the bin, to be honest. But, yeah,
Yeah.
that was
Wow.
tiring.
He didn't eat anything except for blueberries?
No, literally only blueberry
Blueberry
muffins. That's
muffin. Yeah.
for breakfast,
surviving.
lunch, and dinner. Oh, five times a day, I'd say it was
Yeah,
four times.
sometimes. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's dedication.
And then all the other kids wanted different meals as well. But
It's a little bit
anyway,
wild.
yeah, I feel like I maybe don't put that. Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah,
Crazy
we
charter.
nearly died.
Okay, if you were stranded on an island, what is your number one album you have to have, your favorite drink of choice, and person you would take with you?
Should I go first or
Yeah,
you?
you can go
So it's a
first.
favorite album. So I'd probably pick like now 2010. So I just get the 2010.
What a compilation.
That's brilliant, but cheating.
That's cheating.
That's what I'd really pick.
Okay.
I've got a varied taste. And then I'd probably pick. So it's favorite drink, right?
Yeah.
No. Yeah,
Yeah, favorite drink.
I put if we have water, I'd like have to have a margarita just to get me through
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, okay.
And then my person, I probably would bring you,
Does
Mick.
that
Not gonna lie.
mean I have to change mine now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
No, I'm joking. I
pick
was just
someone a
saying
bit more like I'd pick Bear Grylls, actually. He'd be a good one to have. That's good
that.
too.
Okay. I would probably pick Arcade Fire Suburbs.
Nice.
I think that's the album name.
I don't even know that
The over again. Coke. I'm a sucker for Coca-Cola. Yeah.
Not
Probably
good. I actually
drama.
prefer Pepsi, oddly. And
Yeah.
I'm a Southern girl, so I would. And my grandfather worked for Coca-Cola, so
No.
I'm
No,
like
you're a real
banished.
outlaw of the family, yeah. Pepsi.
Sorry, and your person.
And my pet, I would pick Lily with
Oh,
some light
not bad
entertainment.
guilt.
No, I can do the survival thing. I reckon.
Yeah. Very
Well
cool.
done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just did it again. Anyways. All right,
And you
one
did.
last question. What is your biggest challenge as a crew?
Biggest challenge.
I think it would be maybe when sometimes it's slightly rocky, trying to say the right things to people going down.
Yeah.
So when we go down to obviously Nassau to the Exumas is like a 5 hour sail.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's rocky and it's just like trying to say the right things to people because
Yeah. You're still
like
getting to know each other.
yeah, you're well, Nick's
Yeah.
no, it's normally me stuck with them all because they're all just having lunch. Had lunch.
Right.
Nick's upstairs and I'm just stuck with everyone who just met. I'm like, yeah, it might be rocky. Like, don't ask me.
Right.
I did. I think
Yeah.
that's the
But
probably the hardest 6 hours of the charter.
if it's rocky, like it rarely it, I'd say it's 90% of the time it's like flat or
Not too
yeah.
bad,
And
yeah.
then maybe 5 to 10% of the time it's like, well, no, maybe 5% of the time.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen often.
It is those like two or three trips a year where it is just a little bit like slammy, you know, where it's
Right.
just not.
That's like,
Not
this is
quite,
not realistic than
yeah.
what you're going to
Yeah,
have for
and
this
I think
trip.
then people sometimes get in their head a little bit about how it's going to be for the rest of the week, and then
Yeah.
we arrive
Yeah.
somewhere and it's flat, and they're like,
We
oh,
feel
is this
fine
what you
now.
want? And
Yeah.
I'm
Have
like,
you
yeah,
now?
You
just need to get through that first little bit.
I think
Do
just
you?
trying, I think just trying to manage those five hours like the best we
Yeah.
can, if it is bad, is like a challenge because it's quite stressful for sight.
Right. Do you prefer to pick up in Nassau, or do you have somewhere else that you would prefer to pick them up?
Stanyel Quay is the preference,
Or drop
yeah.
off in
Okay.
Sun.
I think, yeah, doing a one-way charter where you know you've only got that trip once is fine. I think
Yeah.
we've started to manage the trip back really well because
You just wake up.
we're so concerned about taking 6 hours out of someone's
Yeah.
vacation, which is
Right.
like through the winter spring months is like a day when
Yeah.
you've got 9.5 hours of sunlight. It's a big chunk of your day. So I think now we've, unless they're on a really early flight leaving, we tend to do a 3, 4 o'clock leave from Normans Quay or Shroud Quay or one of the Northern Keys and then get back for around 9 or 10. So it's sleeping, it's breakfast, it's packing time,
Yeah,
and
right.
then travel day is a travel day.
Gosh. Those are things that people don't think about, and those little details.
Yeah.
They
And
think, oh,
then
it's just easier to get to Nassau, but you got to factor in,
yeah.
getting over to the Exumas, depending on the vessel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sure.
And yeah, Nick's a treat for waking up at that time. I don't know how many people do
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
Gets it done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, very good. I'm glad to see you guys. Oh, hey, I do want to know, are you doing the Newport Boat Show?
We are not Newport, Rhode
Yeah.
Island.
Yeah, they
We
do one in June, and a lot of the boats that charter in the Bahamas come over there. Just
Oh,
gives
right.
people like a secondary place to see you because sometimes they do, like that area as well, New England, Newport, Martha's Vineyard. But
Awesome.
Bahamas boats come too sometimes if they just want an extra place to be seen. So,
Yeah,
oh,
and that's an interesting point, actually. I know we're pretty booked up for this year, but certainly next.
next,
Yeah,
Awesome.
it's really pretty up there too. It's bring a jacket because I thought, oh, it's 65, 70, that's not bad. I froze my butt off. So, I
Oh,
was layering.
no. Yeah.
But
But yeah, this one's fun for next season.
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's in June. It's usually the like second to last weekend, I think.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
That
Oh,
sounds
cool.
fun.
Got a
Yeah.
calendar.
Yeah. I know this year we've got May and July and a week in April, a week somewhere else. But yeah, we're finally getting them.
Good, good, good. Well, hopefully we'll get more.
Yeah.
But it's been
Well,
good to see you guys, and hopefully we will get down to see you soon.
yeah, have a cocktail with us.
Yes, a cocktail. That'll be what we're having first. Thank you for tuning in to the Songs in the Sales podcast. We thrive because of listeners and viewers like you. Please like, subscribe, share, and leave us a review. If you have comments and questions, please send us an email, yachtcharters@songsinthesales.com. Now, come sail away.